We are learning Mesechtas Hayriyos, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis. Zot the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon Oimer, Ma Talmud Loimar, Upar Sheni Ben Bokor Tikach Lechatos. This is in the parasha of when the Levim were becoming the chinuch of the Levim. So it says that they brought kabonis. The Levim had to bring kabonis in order to mechanuch themselves, that this is bringing them into the kahuna. And to the Leviyas. And the Leviyam were used to Mesharis the Kahanim. So it says, Kachas Leviyam Tech Mnei Yisho, V'tar Toysom, V'choy Saslam L'tar Hazer Lehi Mechatos, V'vir Yisar Kol Besorom, V'chib Su B'gdeim V'toru. And it says, they bring a carbon. V'lochu Par Be'bokor M'chosoy, Seres Bu V'Shem, and a par Sheni Be'bokor Tikach Lechatos. One par will be L'Oilo, one par Lechatos. And it says over here, the Lashon is, Upar Sheni Ben Bokor Tikach Lechatos. So the Shaila is, what's Par Sheni? Im Lamed Shem Shtayim, if you want to tell me, it's two Parois. Like Kfar Nemar, Vaseh Es Echot Chatos, Vaseh Echot Oilo Hashem. Later on in the parasha, it says clearly that there's two Parois. It says Klara. So what do I have to say, Par Sheni? Because in Pasuk Yubayz, it says clearly, it says, Valvim Yisbuchu Es Edeim Aroish HaParim, Vaseh Es Echot Chatos, Vaseh Echot Oilo Hashem, L'chapar on Alavim. So why is that to say before, Par Sheni, Tikach Lechatos? So the Gemara says, Vidashin like this, Elo, Yochol Teinecheles, usually a chatos, the way it works is, you bring a chatos, you spritz on the mizbeach a chitzoin, and then you eat the chatos, like every other chatos. So this chatos will be that way. Zok de Gemara, Tamlim, a parasheni, sheni l'oila, ma oila necheles, av chatos l'necheles. Usually we have something called the chatos a chitzoin, chatos rechonin, chatos a primim. Chatos a primim, you never eat that because you burn it. What's chatos pnimim? Well, you bring the dam on the proiches or on the mizbeach hazav. A chatos achitzin is you bring on the four corners of the mizbeach on the chitzin, and then afterwards you eat whatever you eat from the carbon. So you would think this is a regular chatos achitzin. You eat it. Kamaswa and loshon of parsheni ben bakar is teaching us a sheni loyla, just like a oyla in a cheles. Av chatos loy in a cheles. Kiyotzeboy, which is interesting, Kiyotzeboy, but Kiyotzeboy, you find a different chatas which is not eaten, which it actually is a chatas apnimim. But Kiyotzeboy, Amar Rav Yosi, the Pasuk says, Habaim, we'll see if this is a chatas apnimim or not. The Pasuk says in Ebi Ezra, when Ezra came back to the, when he came to the second base of Mikdash, so they brought kavanas. This is Habaim Mishvi, they came back from Babel, Bnei HaGoylam. Hekrivu, I'll read the whole pasuk. The Gemara brings down most of the pasuk. We'll read the whole pasuk. Hekrivu oilois lelekei Yisrael. They brought oilois kei Yisrael. Parim shnei masar, 12 parim. I'll call Yisrael. Elim tishim v'shisha. They brought 96 elim. Kvasim shiva v'shiva, 77 kvasim. And tzipiri chatos shnei masar. And 12 kabanos v'chatos, which is a tzipiri. There's a sa'ir. I call oila Hashem. Everything is a oila Hashem. Now, for the Gemara Kasha, I call oila sakadaitach. Efsher shechatos oila, because the pasuk says tzipiri chatos shneimasa. I call oila Hashem. It says 12 and machatos. How can you say it's all oila? So zok the Gemara efsher chatos oila. I call oila. Ma oila loy necheles. Av chatos loy necheles. This chatos loy necheles. Why? Tanya Rudaimer al oived vedes chavim haviyum. They brought this on Avodah Zarah. We know that when a tzibur does Avodah Zarah, what do they bring? A par la'oilo and a sa'ir l'chatos. So we're saying over here, there was 12 parim over here, parim shnei masa, that was pa'oilo. And it says, sipari chatos shnei masa, that was a sa'ir. So we're saying it was 12 12 of the parim were la'oilo, and all the 12 were l'chatos. But it says, akol oilo. What's pshat? Akol oilo. Teretz is, it was not eaten, this oila, which is makes a lot of sense, because if it was a par la'oila and a sar l'chatos for tzibos of Eizara, it's anyway one of the premium. It says, we say the second mishnah is in Mekayman, that we say is the par man asrafim, a sir man asrafim. What's a sir man asrafim? It's referring to Eizara. That's sir man asrafim. So, that's here the creates, but a little interesting. But here also, it wasn't eaten, because it's a parman asrafim, a siyaman asrafim, it's pasha siyaman asrafim. V'tan Yehuda Eimer, ala voyez chavim eviyam, arav Yehuda mashmu, ala voyez chavim, she also made Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo was the last king of Yehuda, and before they went into Golis, they didn't bring a carbon for Avodah Zarah. So this was a carbon for Yena Avodah Zarah. So Ad Kan, this brisa they brought down. Why bring this brisa? Because this brisa has shaykhis to our sugya on Daf Hei. If you remember on that pay, for those who don't remember, I'll just repeat over quickly, that there's a shayla, when you bring a parhelm dovah shotzibu, or a par and a sorah for avodah zarah, who brings it and how many do you bring? Ramei Yeshit is, bring one, Bezdin brings it. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you bring 12. And what's Rabbi Shimon Shita? You bring 13, 12 plus 1. So here, you got to work this out over here. You're bringing 12, remember. So what, this is a pasuk. So what do you do over here? Let's see. Zokta Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Meshkak Aslo, Lahani Shnei Masa Chatos, Goyin Dechotu Shnei Masa Shvatim. Like all 12 Shvatim did Rabbi Yezara. And you bring 12 zirim, so it's good for Rav Yehuda. The only question you can ask me is that wasn't the Gaul Aseres Shvatim going to Gaul earlier on, like 50 years before that, a nice 40, 50 years before the end of the Mikdash? So there wasn't 12 Shvatim there end of the first Mikdash. There wasn't 12 Shvatim there. Where's 12 Shvatim? It's good kasha. The answer is, in the Gemara Megillah says that Yirmiyahu was machzir the Aseres HaShvatim. It's a whole shayla we had in Sanhedrin, if it's machzir all the Aseres HaShvatim or part of them, but definitely part of them were back. So, therefore you had in Eretz Yisrael, you had 12 Shvatim, that's enough to bring the 12. That's good. Fear of Yehuda is good 12. Fear of Shimon is also good. We'll see in a second. Fear of Yehuda is good walk with 12 Shvatim b'chayta. Inami d'chatu shiva Shvatim, or even one Shevet actually, v'shara, the rest of them are greater. We said yesterday that if one shevet does a pi bezdin agadol, then the other ones have greater. So it's very possible to have 12 because you have greater as well. V'rav Shimon Amish Kachas Lagan Dechotu Echad Asa Shvatim. The case was 11 shvatim to the chet. Then Ma'isu Echad Asirim. They bring to 11 sirim. V'idach the bezdin and 12 ones are bezdin. But the problem is Rav Meir. Rav Meir Doma Bezdin Aviyim Leit Sibur. V'rav Meir only bring one. What's going on? Where's 12 from? Shnei Masa Echad Mishkachas Leaz. Possibly have 12. And for the Gemara, Gein Dechotu V'had Dechotu V'had Dechotu Atresh Zimni. The case was they did the Avera 12 times. Right now we're learning that Pshat was a case of Bezdin. So Bezdin paskin that it's good, and then they were chayzer. They paskin that it's good, and they were chayzer. 12 different times, so they owed 12 different kabbanas just for Bezdin. That's the after that time for your man. But the Gemara is not finished with this pasuk in Ezra. Freyti Marakasha, I don't understand. But Ma'isilu Hanil Chatu, didn't they all die 7 years later? That means we only chayv in a car when you're 13 years old. So you had to be at least 83. Now, Vishas, when they went into the second base of Mikdash, most of them died in the car, no? They didn't die, saying that they were so old. So, to Gemara, my papa, Kigimiri Chatos Shemesu Balea B'Misa, this halacha, that Chatos, that the owner dies, what's the halacha? So, we have a halacha Mashu Sinai, that the Chatos goes to Misa. Why? Because no kapara for a person after he's dead. So, Zokra Papa, it could be this halacha, the Chatos Shemesu Balea B'Misa, Hanim LeBiyachid. Avaloi b'tzibur, not by a tzibur. Why? The feature a misa b'tzibur. There's no such thing as misa by tzibur. You look at the whole tzibur as a whole, they're not dead, they're still around. And therefore, even though a lot of them died, you could bring the carbon for them. It's not called a chatos shemesa by leha, you still could bring the carbon for them. Even though here it's a little different, here you're bringing the carbon lechatchila for that, but same type of idea, that you can bring a kapara for the mason because it's a tzibur. Tzibur ain't mason. So afraid the Gemara, Manolo Rav Papa, how do you know it's Yisoy, that ain't misa b'tzibur? Manolo Rav Papa, Ilei Me'amachzir, says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tachas Avisecha Yubanecha, that instead of the fathers, come the children. So every chatz may say that. Yochafil b'yochin nami, even a yochin also say that. It's not the afkabaya, a tzibur, that Pasuk. So that pasuk does not mean that. The pasuk is no shaykhis to a carbon. It doesn't mean tachas avsech yibinecho. It doesn't mean it's a makom davis for whatever other things it is, but not for the kabbalas. Yachi, if it'll be yachinami, elod, yukud, rapapa, mesar, the rosh chodesh. Dom rachmano, the Torah says that every month you bring a sar rosh chodesh, which is a chatos. Where do you bring it from? Chumas alishka. Who gives chumas alishka? They give it once a year at Adar. You don't think by next shvat that some people will die already? People die. So the people who are bringing it now, how do they bring it? It must be that by tzibur we don't have a problem. So the one knows it's not a raya. Why? Me dummy. Sar Rosh Chodesh, Dilma Loi Maisi Metzibra. Maybe, you don't know who died. It's not clear who died. Maybe a few people died, but maybe the people who are bringing out didn't die. And then Tosh Rosh explains the question like this, that he says, Va'afagav the Adin and Dr. Tosh Rosh, the Vaday Mesu Ksas Mi Yisrael, Mekomokim Elu Moyes Sha'olu Me'akupa Dilma Moyes Moyes, Hen Shinos Noyes Mishem Da'am V'chaim. You go Vasa Chazaka. First thing is Cheskes Chaim here. That since there's so many people alive, you could go Vasa Chazaka, the money you're bringing is on the people who are alive. But Masha Inkin over here, most of the people died. Avahacha Vaday Maisu here, most of the people are dead. So Gemara says, you're right, we can't bring a raya from there. We have to say a different shot in Rav Papa, why he says, you could bring over here this carbon for Avodah Zarah. El Tanu Rav Papa Mahacha. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael shepedisa Hashem, ru'uya kapara zuz tchaper yitz Mitzrayim. This Pasuk, Kaper la'amcha, is in Parashat Shoftim, regarding Egla Arufa. When they bring an Egla Arufa, that's for a person who died, you don't know who killed him. So the closest city brings an Egla Arufa, and they say Vidui, and they say on it, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael shepedisa Hashem. Now, who's the Amcha Yisrael shepedisa Hashem? That's the Yoytze Mitzrayim. And it says, Ru'uyi kaparaz uchab Yoytze Mitzrayim. This carbon comes, the Egla Arufa comes as well for the Yoytze Mitzrayim. Dr. Tosis Rosh here also. If the Yoytze Mitzrayim had an Egla Arufa and they didn't bring a carbon, they bring an Egla Arufa, this will work for them. So you see, Rav Papa says, you see, you could bring a kapara on Mason. That's Avaraya. You could bring a kapara Sibra at least, you could bring on Mason. So that's pshat why we're bringing this par v'sara shalvei d'zara even when they're going into Bayis Sheni, because they can bring that. V'reiti Gemara, mi dami, hasam kulay sinu. There, the people who today are bringing the Egla Arufa, they're all alive. So migu de mechapra chayim, amigu, that is a kapara on the people who are alive. Mechapra nami amesim, there's a kapara also on the people who are not alive. Elahacha, mi avachayim. Here, there's not enough people alive to bring the carbon to say the migu on the mason. So the Gemara, no. There were people here that were alive. Einachanami. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk by Ezra, V'rabim ma'akahanim v'alavim v'roshi ovis haskenim v'shiro was abayis tarishon b'yostoi ze abayis b'neim b'yichim b'koyu gadol. They were crying. When they saw the second message, they were crying because it wasn't the same thing. So it says a lot of people were there from the first base of Mikdash. So that's why you can bring the carbon. Maybe they were a meat of the tzibur, v'loy rab hava. So the Gemara, no, Hachsiv, it says in the Pasuk says, Ve'ena amakirim, koil turua sasimcha, you couldn't even hear the trumpets of simcha, lo koil b'chia'am, ki'a'am merim turua g'dayla, v'akom ispa'al l'mrocha. It says, the crying was so loud, you couldn't hear the call of the Torah, which means the roiv was the people crying. So you see, they were roiv. So we stop right here, everything's good. The roiv, tzibur is still alive. They brought the carbon by Varizara Gavaldik. Frank Gemara, a very simple question. They were mezidim. The Varizara they did at the end of the first week, unfortunately, they were mezidim. They were not shayigim. So it can't be the carbonus is for that. They were not shayigim at all. So to Gemara, you're right. And this answers everything. It might even answer the crash before, or a mayor also, or everything. A Ra'a Shah, he saw. This whole thing was a Ra'a Shah. Hakanam Mestavra. If you don't say it like that, Elim Tisha Mashisha, what was 96 Elim for? And Kvasim Shiva Mashiva was 77 Kvasim, what was that for? Kadegami. Ella Ra'a Shah, he saw. Hakanami Ra'a Shah, he saw. It was a Ra'a Shah. Now, if you ask me, what was the Ra'a Shah exactly? What was this carbon? You can't just bring Chulim Ba'azara. It's the rice that make a Ra'a Shah. So the Mitzvah Eisan over here says that this was like the Meluyim. By the Meluyim, you mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. What you did was you brought kabanas, right? That's the mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. Now it's like a new mechanech of Beis HaMikdash. That's what it was. So you stayed in the Mitzvah Eisan. He's Arichas over here. When his kasher is Ayat Chulim Ba'azara. So he answers that here it was a vart of Yesh Leimar, that it was a chinam. Meluim ekrivu me'ezra. Kederach shekrivu me'moisha. That's what he says. It was like meluim, like it had the moisha, and that's pshat, it was kabbonis. It was like, renewing the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanu. Uter Abrayis Azai. Going back to a regular classic case of a tzibur, that it's chayev, a par helm, dova shal tzibur, and, or par v'sora shal v'edazara. Meis echad mena tzibur. If one of the people from the tzibur die, chayovim. You're chayiv. And we'll see why in a second. Chayovim, Echam bebezdin. If one of the bezdin hagadol dies, peturim they are potter from the parhelm dav shaltzibur. Zok de gemara man tan. Who is the tana of this brisa? Omrav chisto omrav zeram yirmi omrav. It's Rav Meir. He it's going according to Rav Meir. Om bezdin mevim leitzibur. Since bezdin brings the carbon at the tzibur, so therefore the bezdin has to be a live stool. Hilchum meis echam benat tzibur chayovim. If echam has to be tzibur chayovim, why? Dokarim kula bezdin. The bezdin's still here. I don't care about the tzibur. Meis echam and bezdin peturim. The havelo chatos shemeis echad menas shutvim moshemalchi peturim. Here it's a chatos that one of the people died, and therefore you're potter. Now the truth is, no such thing as chatos ashutvim. But here's a case where you have chatos ashutvim. Parhelm dov shatzibur is for the bezdin, and one of them died. It's a chatos shemeisu baleha. So is that sinyan? This bright is like Rav Meir. Freiti gemara kasha master Rav Yosef. Why can't it be Rav Shimon? Remember, Rav Shimon also there's a carbon for the bezdin. So that's like Rav Shimon. Menukav k'Rav Shimon. Don't bezdin imatzibur. They both bring the carbon. So meis echam and tzibur is not chayavim. Why? The ain't tzibur meisim. Because ain't tzibur meisim. Now, the Gemara just says ain't tzibur meisim over here. Before, the Gemara had a whole discussion if the tzibur meisim or not. The Gemara came out that we're not sure. I don't have a makar relief yet. So what's that here? We're so posh ain't tzibur meisim. So truth is, in order to really understand the answer to this kasha, you have to know, they have to know sugis in other places, in Masechtas Temura, I think it is, where there, the Gemara makes a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon definitely holds, and we'll see this in the Gemara on Beis, that by Tzibur, no such thing as Chatos Meisim Baleha by Tzibur. Because the whole Lacha Moshe Mesim is only said by Yachid. The whole Lacha Moshe Mesim and Chatos Shemesu Baleha Mesa is only by Yachid, not by Tzibur. In Rav Yehuda, he didn't have this thing. Therefore, the Gemara before was in Rav Yehuda Shita. This Gemara is in Rav Shimon Shita. That's the easy teretz to that question, the short teretz rather. So I'll take my back to our Gemara. Zet signs by Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds to both the best and Tzibur bringer. It's a bishlam for someone from Tzibur dies and Tzibur Mason. But Mace Echam and Bezdin Peturim. So it's beautiful. It's basically Rav Shimon. Mace Echam and Bezdin Peturim. Because I'm reading like we said in Rav Meir. The Chat of Shutvim. And therefore, that's not called a Tzibur. That's a Shutvim. So the Chayro, why can't it say Rav Shimon? Amalei Abaya, I'll tell you why. You cannot say that's Rav Shimon. Because Shamina and Leila Rav Shimon, don't have a chat of Shutvim. Because I have a raya from a different place that he holds. Chat of Shutvim. The title of the Brisa. So, Parvus Rav Kippurim. Parvus Rav Kippurim is Shutvis. The Kahanim bring it. The Kohen Gadol brings it as a Shutvis, him and the Kahanim. Or him and the Israelim. Sha'avdu got lost. Vivash Acharim Tachtahim. And you brought a different one. Yemusu Kulam, Div Rav Yuda. The one you find after Kapara, it dies. Because it's a chat of Kippurim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Yiru. Why? If he's saying Chatas Tzibur Mesa. And here, it's a Chatas HaShutvim, because the Kahanim are Shutvim. Bishop the Sa'ir, maybe you could say, that's for the Gantz Tzibur. But the Par is a Shutvis. It's a Shutvis. It's a Shutvis between the Kahanim and the Kohen Gadol. And you see what? That it's called, it's Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. So therefore, Mes Echem and Bezdin also would not make it Mesa. And therefore, you can answer that in the Braise like Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara is going to ask on that maybe Kahanim is different. And we'll see in a second.